as we receive the family. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I cannot read or speak with this mask. Please forgive me. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with their swelling. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. You may be seated. Of our beloved brother in Christ, Dr. General Garwood Marshall, we receive his life as a gift to us from God, and we accept his death with the blessed hope and assurance of life everlasting. Let us praise and worship our God, who is victorious in life and triumphant in death.
See you. Testament reading from Psalm 90, verses 10 through 14. The days of our years are threescore years and 10, and if by reason of strength they be fourscore years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thine anger, even according to thy fear? So is thy wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long, and let it repent thee concerning thy servants. O satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. The New Testament reading comes from Romans 8, 35 through 39. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that love us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor powers nor things present, nor things to come, nor height nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord, the word of our God.
Good morning. If you would, let's bow our heads as we go to God in prayer. God of grace, God of mercy, we come to you this morning, gracious God, in the spirit of thanksgiving. We first acknowledge that you are God. You are the creator and sustainer of life. And we know, gracious God, and we're thankful this morning that you created Dr. General Goward Marshall in your very own image. We come this morning thanking you for the life shared. Thank you, gracious God, for the man he was and for loaning him to us for but a moment. We thank you, gracious God, for the legacy he's left through the family. We thank you to God for all things he did well in the community. We thank you, gracious God, for the wonderful lives that he touched, the lives that he molded as professor, scholar at Houston-Tillotson University. We ask, gracious God, that you would be with this family now in this hour of grief. May they mourn, dear God, but may they not mourn like those with no hope, understanding that their hope is in Christ Jesus. We ask, gracious God, that in that comforting, that you would allow them to remember that Scripture says that we shall not sleep, but we shall all be changed. He transitioned. He left the earthly and he went to his final resting place, his final home in heaven. We ask to God that in comforting that you would allow the family to know that they shall meet again. And that while he is sleeping, he yet lives. Ours is to die, that we might live. He's alive with Christ in heaven, with God in heaven. And he lives, dear God, through this wife. He lives through these children, through these grandchildren. As they find themselves in gathering and they look, maybe it's Talia or Preston, and they say, you just like your grandfather. General Marshall lives. Allow them, dear God, to find peace and comfort in knowing that he's left a legacy. And he's left it not only through them, but he's left it in them. We ask to God that you would give them a peace that surpasseth understanding. And we come with a special prayer for Mrs. Dr. LaVon Marshall, as the children go home and as she finds herself walking the house alone, that you would be with her, that you would allow her to walk the house and smile of the fond memories that they've shared together, that she might find safety knowing that she has you looking out for, but now she has one who loved her up in glory also looking out for her. Be with this family, gracious God. Guide this family, protect this family, and give them peace beyond understanding. Be with us in this service. Allow your presence to continue to be manifested with us. And may this be a service that this family will recall with great joy. Move, dear God, as only you can. Move through the power of your Holy Spirit and always in the name of Jesus the Christ. Amen.
I got a crown up in the kingdom, ain't that good news?
Ain't that good news?
I got a crown up in the kingdom, ain't that good news?
Ain't that good news? I'm gonna lay down this world, gonna shoulder up on my cross, gonna take it home with me, my Jesus. Ain't that good news?
Good news.
I got a crown up in the kingdom, ain't that good news?
Ain't that good news?
I got a crown up in the kingdom, ain't that good news? I'm gonna lay down this world, gonna shoulder up on my cross, gonna take it home to my Jesus. Ain't that good news?
Pastor Freeman, Reverend Spears, the family of General Marshall, Dr. General Marshall, the church family, friends, and guests. Resolution on the homegoing of Dr. General Garwood Marshall. When I've lived life to the fullest, let me sleep in the peace of death. When I've helped my fellow man in every way I can, when I've shared my love with everyone and all my work is completely done, when I've touched the hearts of children, even entertained the passing pilgrims, when I've taught the greatest lesson, provoked minds to true expression, when I've strengthened the relationship of others and forgiven men's errors with love that covers, when I've journeyed hard and long, even in the weakness, saw a way to be strong, when I've lived life to the fullest, let me sleep in the peace of death. These lines taken from the writings of Gregory W. Spencer, When I've Lived Life to the Fullest, embody the life story of Dr. General Garwood Marshall. Indeed, these words are appropriate and cause us to reflect on the goodness of God as we praise him for the life, legacy, and contributions of this Christian soldier of the cross. He lived life to the fullest in dedicated service to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, his family, his church, community, city, state, and nation. We, the pastor, officers, and members of Ebenezer Third Baptist Church, bow in humble submission to the will of God and offer these words of love, comfort, and encouragement. The stars of comfort and courage are placed in God's sky to remind his own that though the night is dark, the morning comes. Though the burden may be heavy, rest will come soon. Though the sorrow may be great, joy will come again. And God is always near to comfort and cheer us just when we need him. Dr. Marshall began his Christian journey when he professed his faith in Jesus Christ and was baptized at an early age at Sweet Home Baptist Church in Clarksville. He joined Ebenezer Third Baptist Church in 1958 under the pastoral leadership of the Reverend Robert L. Rowe. Whereas Dr. Marshall was a faithful, supportive, and active leader at Ebenezer for 72 years, where he served as chair of the Ebenezer Trustees, a member of the pastor's Sunday school class, which was organized as a part of the Total Stewardship Program in the 1980s, a member of the Brotherhood, team captain for Men's Day, vice chair board of directors, and whereas Dr. Marshall was the recipient of several awards given by Ebenezer, which included the Family of the Year, Man of the Year, and Distinguished Christian Service Award. And whereas he enjoyed using his oratorical skills in the delivery of Martin Luther King's speeches on MLK's birthday and during Black History Month. And whereas we thank God for Dr. General G. Marshall, whose journey on earth extended 84 years. We know the days of our years are 70 years and 10, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength, labor, and sorrow. But it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Psalm 90:10. Whereas Dr. General G. Marshall made his earthly transition June 22, 2020. Be encouraged by the psalmist in the 121st number and look to the hills from whence cometh our help. All our help cometh from the Lord. Therefore, be it resolved that the Ebenezer Third Baptist Church family extends and our heartfelt sympathy and offer our prayers, love, and support to his beloved wife, Marion LaVon Marshall, his loving children, Jeffrey and spouse, Rhonda Marshall, Karen and her spouse, Billy Clark, and Tanya and spouse, Shelvin Moore. His dear grandchildren, Brandon and Ashley Clark, Kristen and Caitlin Marshall, Prentice Moore, Talia Moore, and her husband, Zachary Hawthorne, and Worthington Moore, sister-in-law, Jarette Marshall, nieces, nephews, and a host of cousins and friends. Resolve finally that a copy of this resolution be given to the family and a copy placed in the records of the Ebenezer Third Baptist Church, 1010 East 10th Street, Austin, Texas, 78702, dated this 30th day of June, 2020 A.D. Prayerfully submitted, Ebenezer Third Baptist Church, Reverend Dr. Ricky Freeman, Senior Pastor, Barbara F. Wilson, Church Clerk. In loving memory of Trustee Chair Dr. General Garwood Marshall, we are today comforted by the words of our Lord in Revelation 21 and 4, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Whereas Dr. General Garwood Marshall served as an Ebenezer trustee during the development of the Ebenezer Village, which included the Family Life Center. He later became chair of the Ebenezer Trustees and served for more than 25 years in this position. Many projects were accomplished by the trustees for his leadership as chair of trustees. They included a restroom for the handicapped, repainting the name of the church on the rear of the building, repair of the neon sign on the front of the church, retiling the floors in the hallway of the education building, preventive maintenance on the second floor of the Family Life Center, purchase of chandeliers for the foyer, and there are many more. That's just a few. I'm not going to name all of them, but these were done under his leadership. Whereas Trustee Chair Marshall gave his beloved golf cart to Ebenezer to be used after the addition of another seat in transporting members and guests from the parking lot to the sanctuary. And whereas Trustee Chair Marshall remained an active trustee, therefore be it resolved that we embrace Trustee Chair Marshall's bereaved family in our common bond of grief in remembrance of our beloved trustee, and resolved further that we bow in acceptance of the perfection of God's plan to gather each of us into his merciful arms when we have fulfilled our task on earth, and resolved finally that a copy of this resolution be given to the family and a copy placed in the records of the Ebenezer Third Baptist Church, 1010 East 10th Street, Austin, Texas, 78702. Be at peace in the everlasting love of the Lord. Respectfully submitted on this 30th day of June, 2020 AD, on behalf of the Ebenezer Third Baptist Church trustees. Will all trustees please stand if you're present? Ebenezer trustees, Reverend Dr. Ricky Freeman, Senior Pastor, Trustee Louis A. Hutzpeth, Senior Vice Chair. I'd like to acknowledge several resolutions that came in. This is a proclamation honoring the life and legacy of General Garwood G. Marshall. It says, Class of 57, beloved husband, father, grandfather, educator, civic leader, photographer, and golfer. This is signed David A. Thomas, Dr. David A. Thomas, President of Morehouse College. Marlon Cousin, President, Morehouse College Alumni Association. Henry M. Goodgame, Jr., Vice President, Office of External Relations and Alumni Engagement, all from Morehouse. I'd like to acknowledge the resolution, the Austin, Texas chapter of the Lynx Incorporated for Connecting Link General Marshall, signed by Georgia L. Johnson, President, on June 30th, 2020. This one is from the Concord Church to the family of Dr. General Marshall. Humbly submitted, Concord Church, Reverend Dr. Brian L. Carter, Senior Pastor. The Rogers, Washington, Holy Cross Neighborhood Association. Resolution to the family of Dr. General Garwood Marshall, our neighbor and friend. This is signed by Brenda Mims Malik, President. Thank you.
Good morning. Before I make these remarks, I would ask any current Board of Director members of East Austin Economic Development Corporation to stand. Sister Rhea Griffin and Dr. Freeman. We are grateful for the opportunity to be of service and reflect on Dr. General G. Marshall as a board member of the East Austin Economic Development Corporation. He was the inaugural vice president and the establishment of the EAEDC from its inception in 1988. His personality was that of a kind, friendly, educated, equitable-minded perspective in supporting, discussing, and making decisions on business affecting the domain of the East Austin Economic Development Corporation. He was elected president in 2012, where he has served continually until now. Dr. Marshall held timely monthly meetings to ensure the continued financial success of the Economic Development Center in executing board initiated objectives. He utilized his professional skills and applied mathematical principles to solve agenda issues. A responsive board president and member who was prayerful, patient, positive, and always had an active presence. Thank you.
Passage from the book of Joshua, chapter 4, verse 1 through verse 9, from the New International Version. Joshua 4, 1 through 9. And the text says, when the whole nation had finished crossing the Jordan, the Lord said to Joshua, choose 12 men from among the people, one from each tribe. and tell them to take up 12 stones from the middle of the Jordan, from right where the priests are standing, and carry them over with you and put them down at the place where you stay tonight. So Joshua called together the 12 men he had appointed from the Israelites, one from each tribe, and said to them, "Go over before the ark of the Lord your God into the middle of the Jordan. Each of you is to take up a stone on his shoulder, according to the number of the tribes of Israelites, to serve as a sign among you. In the future, when your children ask you, Israelites, what do these stones mean? Tell them that the flow of the Jordan was cut off before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. When it crossed the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan were cut off. These stones are to be a memorial to the people of Israel forever." So the Israelites did as Joshua commanded them. They took 12 stones from the middle of the Jordan, according to the number of the tribes of the Israelites, as the Lord had told Joshua. And they carried them over with them to their camp, where they put them down. Joshua set up the 12 stones that had been in the middle of the Jordan at the spot where the priests who carried the Ark of the Covenant had stood, and they are there to this day. The word of our God. I brought this beautiful photo album. This album contains hundreds of photos that he took on the occasion of my second anniversary as pastor of Ebenezer. This is one of the many albums that Trustee Marshall has given me during my time in Austin. And it is beautiful, isn't it? I have two albums to capture the events of my installation service. I have an album for each anniversary that I have celebrated here. I have albums commemorating the special church anniversaries of Ebenezer. Trustee Marshall not only took most of the pictures, but also painstakingly arranged each album according to the sequence of the things that took place. That took a lot of time, a lot of care, and a lot of thought. And the pictures in the albums tell a story. The arrangement of the pictures tells a story. I have more pictures of myself, my wife, and my family from the last 8 years than at any other time in my marriage and ministry. It is because, family, of these albums that my family, my friends, and others can share the story and history of important events in my ministry. I will always be grateful for Trustee Marshall's gift of capturing events and telling stories. In our text, the Israelites have been blessed by God to cross the Jordan River into the land of Canaan, the promised land. And God doesn't want the people to forget this momentous event. God commands Joshua to select 12 men, one from each tribe, and instruct each man to take a stone out of the Jordan River at the place of the crossing of the ark. God instructs Joshua to build a monument that commemorates the crossing. Joshua does as God commands. 12 men gather 12 stones from the Jordan, and Joshua builds a monument. And then the text reveals the reason for the monument: to serve as a sign among you. In the future, when your children ask you, "What do these stones mean?" tell them that the flow of the Jordan was cut off before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. When it crossed the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan were cut off. These stones are to be a memorial to the people of Israel forever. In other words, family, the stones serve to tell a story. When future generations ask, "What do these stones mean?" the Israelites are to tell their story, the story of God's deliverance and God's favor. And God brought this passage to me as I reflected upon the life and service of Trustee Marshall. Trustee Marshall was the ultimate storyteller. He loved to share stories of events, of persons, and of his experiences. And he had a bunch of stories. And just as my photo album tells a story, Trustee Marshall, the storyteller, lived his own story. The components of his life, the components of his life become the stones that form the monument he leaves to us and to his family. Trustee Marshall was a family man. He was married for 62 years. That's longer. That's longer than I've been alive. And that's a blessing. It's a blessing to be in good health and to thrive in a marriage that long. He loved his wife, and together with his wife, Trustee Marshall built a family, producing three wonderful children. He was really attached to his family and extremely proud of his children. He loved his children. He would often share stories with me about their education, about their careers, their achievements, and their personalities. And I want you to know he told all y'all business. Trustee Marshall would mention how many years each child was married and the total number of marriage years for the Marshall clan. I don't remember. It's 100 or something. Trustee Marshall loved his grandchildren. And I'm told he insisted on photographing all of them shortly after they were born. That's commendable, family. Listen to this. Both Trustee Marshall and his wife are college graduates. All three of his children are college graduates. And almost all of his grandchildren, with the exception of Worthington, and he's on his way, are college graduates, not to mention advanced degrees. That's rare for African American families. That's rare for American families. It speaks to the hard work, example, and dedication of Trustee and Mrs. Marshall. Trustee Marshall's dedication to his wife and to his family becomes one of the stones in his monument. Trustee Marshall was also an educator. He was a teacher and professor of mathematics in Georgia and at Houston Tillotson University. He taught math and mentored students for 44 years. He was dedicated to sharpening the minds of young people and adults. Two of Dr. Marshall's students own a car repair shop here in Austin. And when I've taken my car in for repairs, they spoke glowingly in glowing terms about him as a professor and about how much they learned from him. And they said to me, if you're Dr. Marshall's pastor, then we're going to give you a special deal. Now, when the bill came, I didn't know if it was special. And you know that his students learned a lot because he knew just about everything. His memory and his recall were legendary. Dr. Marshall was selected as a Georgia State Chamber of Commerce Regional Teacher of the Year and state finalist for Teacher of the Year. During his years at Houston Tillotson, he received two Teaching Excellence Awards and coordinated the founding of the Austin Pre-Freshman Engineering Program, a member of the Texas Pre-Freshman Engineering Program whose goal was to increase the number of minority engineers in Texas. Wow. Many of his students went on to stellar careers and achievements, and he followed their careers religiously and shared their stories. Trustee Marshall worked to ensure that his own daughters were proficient in math, making them sit at the table and work out their math problems. And they both have MBAs, so I guess it worked out, didn't it? There's no reason that women can't be proficient in math and in the sciences. Trustee Marshall's service as an educator was just one of those stones in the monument of his life. Trustee Marshall was also an accomplished photographer. We all know that. There aren't many people in this sanctuary who haven't been photographed by Trustee Marshall. He has photographed weddings, retirement celebrations, anniversary celebrations, sporting events, picnics, family reunions, marches, educational events, and personal photos. You name it, he's done it. And I'm told that even when his daughters were married, he walked them each down the aisle. And then after saying he gives them away, went back to his camera and photographed their weddings. And Trustee Marshall was the photographer for Ebenezer Third Baptist Church. And on Sundays, he would be at both services with camera in tow. He'd arrive at the 8 o'clock worship 15 minutes late each week, but just in time to capture the birthdays and the anniversaries. He'd walk all over the church, no matter what was happening, just to get his pictures. And if you weren't looking, he'd tell your seatmate to tap you on the shoulder. If you were doing a prayer or giving a speech, you couldn't leave the lectern until he got his photo. He didn't care what was happening next in worship. He interrupted all that to take his picture. And about a week later, he'd come up to you and say, "Look at there. I've got something for you," and give you the picture. He photographed mothers on Mother's Day and fathers on Father's Day and the children who visited, and families would be so happy to receive photos of their special occasions. Trustee Marshall captured the special events and moments of people's lives. He helped them tell their stories. He gave us our stories, and what a gift. His service and gift as a photographer is another stone in the monument of his life. Trustee Marshall was an avid golfer and sports enthusiast. Anyone who knew him knew that he was a golfer. He loved golf. He loved playing. He enjoyed watching and sharing golf stories. And he was an excellent golfer. He knew the game very well. He won a lot of prizes, including a sports car for hitting, I think it was a hole in one. I don't know how many times he told me that story. Every time he drove up to the church in that little car, he'll say, "You know how I got this?" Trustee Marshall had his own golf cart and trailer, a golf cart that he donated, as the clerk said, to our church. Golf was his passion, and he was competitive. He loved beating his buddies, and Billy, he loved telling me how he beat you. He said, that's my son-in-law. He's younger than I am, and I beat him on the golf course. He loved to talk trash. He enjoyed sports, especially football. He loved going to the Longhorn games. He was an all-around sports guy. And family, at our baseball outing last year, he talked so much stuff and so loudly. I mean, he was a heckler. I mean, it was crazy. I just knew things that people were going to throw him out of the game. I even got up and moved to the other side so no one would know I was connected with him. Trustee Marshall knew the stats and the stories about players. It's amazing what he knew. He would say, did you not know? And then launch into an amazing and interesting story about a player's life and career. His legacy in golf is another stone in the monument of his life. And Trustee Marshall was a servant of God. He served this church for more than 60 years. And when he joined, he asked to be put to work. He was chair of trustees for more than 25 years. He was regular in attendance at worship, in Sunday school, Bible study, discipleship training, and prayer meeting. If he had other events, he'd make sure he kept Ebenezer events on his schedule. He'd run by here, then run to the event, making sure that he could take photos for our events. He was a friendly, outgoing, polite, and humorous man. He carried himself with dignity and respect. And he was well loved by members of this congregation. As a layman, he was dedicated to the well-being of Ebenezer Third Baptist Church. Trustee Marshall was a tither and generous contributor to the church. He was a men's day captain whose team was consistently among the top reporting teams. I tell you, if he gave you an envelope, he would not let you forget it. One day he just happened, you know, casually to give me an envelope. And I said, okay. I put it on the desk and thinking anything about it. And then he came to the office the next week and he said, where's the envelope? You know, do you have the envelope? He wanted to get his money, to turn his money in. Trustee Marshall was chair of the board at East Austin Economic Development Corporation. And during his leadership, the Griffin Building and Ebenezer Senior Housing property mortgages were paid off. He was a dedicated leader and committed to the work of God. He believed in God, and he enjoyed worship. And he'd say to me, you had two good ones today, Pastor. Not two good speeches, Jeffrey. Jeffrey came to worship one Sunday, and after I preached, he said, that was a good speech. He said, two good ones. And he would say that I had two good sermons, even though he nodded off during the first sermon, sitting over there knocked out. He could remember my sermon titles, my texts, and my illustrations. And he tossed them back at me sometimes, just to make a point. Trustee Marshall was a beloved man of God and servant of the church. I know he wasn't perfect. No one is perfect. We've all got some flaws. But Trustee Marshall's life has produced some powerful stones. And his life has become a beautiful monument of service and commitment. And so, family, when you look at the stones of his life, you are to do as the Israelites did. When you are asked, what do these stones mean? You are to tell future generations of a great storyteller named Dr. General Garwood Marshall, who lived and served his family, served his students, served his passions, and served his God. When folk ask you, what do these stones mean? Tell them your husband, your daddy, your granddaddy walked this earth and left some footprints on the sands of time. He lived a good life and made a difference in the lives of other people. So family, thank God for his big smile. That thank God that when he told what he thought was a humorous story, that he laughed with his whole face until he was almost in tears. Can't you see his face all crunched up while he was laughing? Thank God. Thank God for his big booming voice. A voice that drew attention as he recited Martin Luther King's speeches and one of his favorite poems, Invictus, by William Ernest Henley. Can't you hear him raising his voice? Out of the night that covers me, black as the pit from pole to pole, I thank whatever gods may be for my unconquerable soul. It matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishments the scroll. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. Remember that. Thank God for his boundless energy. Thank God for his appreciation of every gift he received. Whether someone gave him a fraternity pin or some cufflinks or a belt, he would always tell somebody, my fraternity, my family, my daughter, gave this to me. He was always appreciative, even of an SUV that he received from his son. First time I rode in was the last time. This isn't on my paper. I got in the SUV. We were going somewhere to take care of some business. And he told me, Jeffrey, my son sent me this SUV. He talked all about it. But he was driving like Mr. Magoo. And so all over the place. I said, thank God that he rests in the arms of Jesus. Let me go back to the story in our text. It's a story about a crossing. It is about the favor and provision of God. God rolled back the Jordan River and the people crossed over on dry land. And God wants the people to remember their story. God wants the people to tell their story. They are to tell how God crossed them over. The other day, God dispatched an angel to Dale Seton Hospital. And God told the angel, Dr. General Marshall is standing at the Jordan River. Go down to help him cross over. And I tell you, that wasn't the first time God had helped him cross. God's been helping him cross for a long time. In Bible study and prayer meeting, he would testify and share his experiences with God. And one testimony he always gave was about having quintuple bypass surgery. Five of the major arteries of his heart had a blockage. I tell you, God will cross you over. And as he told that story, he said when they opened up his body and looked at his heart, that the thing that had kept him alive, even though there was disease and there were blockages in five arteries, was that one of the arteries had formed a natural bypass and allowed some blood to flow through his heart. I tell you, a bypass is a connection that gets the blood from one place to another. A bypass is just a crossing. Dr. Marshall had a natural bypass, and then he had a surgical bypass. But when he met Jesus, he had a spiritual bypass. Jesus died for his sins and became the bypass between life and death. The other day, Dr. Marshall crossed the Jordan River. He's got no more rivers to cross. When I can read my title clear to mansions in the sky, I'll bid farewell to every fear and wipe my weeping eyes. When I tread the verge of Jordan, bid my anxious fears subside, bear me through the swelling current, land me safe on Canaan's side. I'm done. But I know what he's doing right now. The rest of us are supposed to be sleeping when we cross Jordan. But he's running around with a camera in his hand. He's asking Jesus, let me stand at the pearly gates and take a photo of everybody that crosses to the other side. He's in the arms of God. And you're in the arms of God. He'll be with you this day and every day. Let us pray. Dear God, we thank you for our brother and fellow traveler. Thank you for his life and for his service. Thank you, Lord, you've given him rest from his labors and birth into eternity. Keep your loving arms around this family. Hold Mrs. Marshall in your powerful hands. Bless these children, Jeffrey and Tanya and Karen, their spouses, their grandchildren, their children. Touch them, oh God, this whole family. And remind them that you'll be with them always. Give us your grace and your peace. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Just before you get started, let me just give a few parting instructions. We want you to remain seated until the family has exited, and then the ushers are going to help you exit row by row. So remain in your seats and be patient. We don't want anybody crowding up in the aisles. When you exit, please go completely out of the building, because we want to, you know, be as careful as possible. So the family is going to exit, then the flower bearers and pall bearers will exit. And I'm asking everybody to go all the way outside, that there will be no standing in the lobby. I've said to the family, normally pastor stands at the door to greet worshipers as they leave, but I'm not going to do that today. I know you understand. And Omega service for Alpha Phi Alpha fraternity will take place at the cemetery. Let us prepare now to lead the family out.
Traveling days are over, not a shadow on the sky. When we all